college is the first time that many young adults are on their own and spending their own money. And these new students often have clean credit records, and they're probably navigating some pretty big financial decisions like loans and scholarships, or even just budgeting for the first time. And what that does is it makes them a target for scammers and identity thieves. Just because they know about tech stuff doesn't mean they know about the world. So they definitely are targets. And, you know, our scam study last year, it was really interesting to see that the adults 18 to 24, they show similar levels of susceptibility to the scams and frauds, and they actually reported a higher median loss in the scams than any other age group as well.
And you point out, the Better Business Bureau does, that they don't only go after students' money, but they try to ruin their credit record, which is really tragic.
Absolutely. And, you know, prevention is really the best defense. So just learning good habits and monitoring your finances, spotting those signs of fraud early. That's why it's just so important we talk about this with college students.
All right, let's get into how you avoid identity theft and fraud as a college student. Start off with, if you have any sensitive mail, you want to send it to a secure address. So what does that entail?
Yeah, so especially if you're, you know, you're living on campus or you're living maybe in some sort of shared apartment space that has a shared mailroom, some of those mailboxes are not always secure. So have your more important documents sent to your parents' house or your guardian's house if that's still available, or even consider a post office box, especially if there's a lot of theft of packages in your area.
And locking up important information, what does that mean?
So you have to do that, especially, you know, even if you are living on campus or you're living somewhere with a shared dumpster, store documents like your social security card and your passport and your bank statements in a safe if possible. Especially college age, you're going to have a lot of people in and out of your house most likely. And shred those paper documents as well before you put them in any kind of shared trash facility.
More and more of us tend to use credit debit cards for all types of purchases, especially young people. So how do they keep their cards safe?
So don't lend your credit or debit card to anyone, even if they're a friend. And, you know, this sounds old school, but keep your cards out of sight and beware of what we call those shoulder surfers. And those are people that, you know, maybe they know you and they know where your card is located in your dorm room. And so they may just kind of peek over your shoulder and look at your PIN. So keep that PIN out of sight. The temptation's always there for your classmates that know where your cards are.
College students as well, lots of devices to help them navigate their academic career. So how do they protect those?
Yeah, that's a great point. You're going to be in college, so you're probably going to have a laptop and your phone and maybe even a tablet, and keeping that antivirus and anti-spyware software up to date, it can really help protect your devices from scam tactics. Make sure you use really strong passwords and be careful with the Wi-Fi, different connections that you connect to as well. Make sure it's a secure connection before you pay for anything online.
Yeah, and don't just forget about your accounts, right? And check them every now and then to make sure there isn't anything suspicious going on.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of banks have an app now to where it's just super easy to keep an eye on your account. You can check it almost every day. So I highly recommend that. And then you can also check your credit report, which is something young people really don't think to do. So this is a great talk to have. Check it once a year for free at annualcreditreport.com. And that just makes sure, you know, no one has stolen your identity. A lot of times there's things going on that you may not even be aware of.
We've talked about employment scams in the past. So how, as a college student, do you hunt for a job safely?
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, the employment scams were riskiest for people ages 18 to 24 in 2024. So just know if someone offers you a job out of the blue, it's probably too good to be true. If it's unsolicited, it sounds like it's very flexible. Maybe they don't want an in-person interview. Definitely research those companies before you apply and give them your personal information, and never pay them for anything associated with a new job.
Bottom line here, we want college students to make safe financial decisions, so the Better Business Bureau can certainly help, especially if they're shopping online.
Yeah, and you know, they may need to make some bigger purchases online for furniture for their rooms or those tech devices like we were talking about. So Online shopping scams are one of the most common ways that people lose money and personal information. So go to BBB.org. Make sure that site that you're going to purchase through is legitimate. There are customer reviews that are vetted there. And look for those secure signs. So look for that padlock icon and that HTTPS for secure in the URL.
And we know college students are all over social media, so they need to be careful with the ads on those, right?
Yeah, I actually just dealt with a scam, and it was associated with social media ads, and the scammer was paying for sponsored ads to scam people. So that's a good thing to keep in mind. Just because these ads are sponsored, pretty much anyone can purchase a social media ad. So if something seems too good to be true, and maybe it's something you've been looking at recently, you're probably being targeted. So hit the brakes, go to that home website and do your research.
What are the safest ways to pay, especially if you're dealing with online, social media, that sort of stuff?
Definitely a credit card. They just have the best protections, and you're much more likely to get your money back if you have to dispute a charge. So pay online everything with a credit card if you can. And if anyone asks you to use a prepaid gift card or wire transfer or some sort of crypto or payment app, that should be a red flag. That's what scammers like to use.
And if you think you've been scammed as a college student, again, the Better Business Bureau is there to help.
Yeah, it's extremely overwhelming when you have been scammed in general, especially if you're kind of new to the world and the world of finances. So one of my favorite tools that the BBB offers is the BBB Scam Survival Toolkit. And what that does, you go to BBB.org, you fill in a few bubbles and kind of tell them about what's going on. And then it actually walks you through a personalized recovery plan to let you know what to do next.